Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon of JourneyIntoNow.com. I'm an inspirational speaker, a teacher, a coach, and an author. And to find out more about me, please go to my site. Now, this show is about manifesting your dreams, creating your life the way you want it to be. For those of you that don't know, to manifest means to take a thought and bring it into the physical. And it's important that you remember everything was originally a thought. Thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. So I ask you, if thoughts are things, ask yourself, what do you spend most of your time thinking about? What are you thinking about right now? Are you thinking about what you don't want? Thoughts are things. So if you're thinking about what you don't want, that's exactly what you're creating. Now, in case you're arguing this point in your head right now, I ask you, look around. What do you see? Do you see a bunch of stuff that you don't want? Have you been thinking about it? How much time have you spent thinking about the very things you don't want? Now, I'm certainly hoping that you're seeing a lot of things you do want as well. But it's important that you recognize that you have created this in your life. It's only when you take responsibility for manifesting the stuff you see in your life, the good and the bad, that you can access the power that is in you to consciously create the things in your life that you do want. But first you have to say, okay, I've created it. I've brought about that and that and that. And no, maybe I'm not thrilled with those things. But the power that is within me created that. Now, as you become conscious, you begin to create what you do want, and that's what this show is about. Now today, and we're going to talk a lot more about exactly how to begin to manifest what you want. You can get a lot of that information on my site, JourneyIntoNow.com, and if you sign up for my email list, I will be mailing you various reports from time to time that will give you more tools and techniques other than what we are discussing on this show, because I would like for you to have it all. This is only a half an hour. So today we're emphasizing acceptance. Acceptance as the doorway to create your dreams. Now that might sound crazy to you, but let me ask you this. To get where you're going, where would you start from? In other words, where are you right now? So to get where you're going, you have to start from where you are, right? Well, it's exactly the same thing with manifesting. You must start from where you are. Think of it this way. Your car is on the driveway, right? And you want to go to your friend's house. So you go outside and you see that your car is in the driveway. What if you don't accept the fact and you want your car to be closer to your destination? And you bemoan the fact that the car is where the car is, but you want it to be someplace else. Does that attitude in any way help you get to your destination faster? No. It does just the opposite. It keeps you from getting in the car where it is right now and getting to where you want to go. And acceptance of the situation, your life situation, right now as it is exactly the same thing as accepting the fact that the car is where the car is, and that's your beginning point. This is when you access the power. Okay? Think of it this way. In martial arts, for example, you're taught not to resist your opponent, but to yield to your opponent and then use their force of energy to gain power or dominion over them. Think of any martial arts scene you may have seen in a movie or maybe on television in the past. Can't you see in your mind's eye the perpetrator going after the other person in the scene? And as the perpetrator goes forward in an attack-like motion, the opponent yields and moves backward along with the force of the perpetrator, accepts the blow and moves back, accepting it. And in accepting it, gathers the power to therefore move forward and gain a position of power. And it's exactly the same thing. I want you to really give that some thought. And so visualize that scene in your mind. Okay, so think of it this way too. When you go into a lack of acceptance for a situation the way it is, what happens to you? Do you tense up? Do you get angry? Do you begin to bemoan the fact that something is as it is? Do you feel like a victim? Do you have words in your mind that go something like this? Why is this happening to me? Just my luck. Darn, I don't want it to be this way. I want it to be some other way. What happens to your energy field, strictly on a metaphysical level, and actually now they've proven it's actually a physical level, but what happens is you go into a state of becoming exactly what you don't want. You become what you are putting attention on and where you are giving your emotion. So you're putting your attention on what you don't want, and it becomes very powerful because now you're emotionally resisting what you don't want. And remember back to last week and the week before. The teachings are you do not necessarily manifest what you want. You manifest what you are. So if you're resonating with what you do not want, that's exactly what you receive more of. And this can be a challenging concept to integrate into your life, but I suggest that you really give this some important thought. How often are you looking at what you don't want and feeling emotional or angry and giving it a lot of attention, which in truth is not only causing you to resonate with what you don't want, to match its energy, but it's also causing you to tense up and freeze up. And usually we don't breathe as deeply when we're tense and stressed. And the next thing that happens is we don't have access to our intelligence. We actually lose access to think clearly and positively. So it hurts you in many more ways than what I've just described. So how do you begin to change this habit? And this really is a habit, going against what you don't want, because we're under the misunderstanding that if we fight what we don't want by not accepting it, that's the fastest way to change. But it isn't. The fastest way to change is to accept it. Everyone today is saying it is what it is. I hear the world saying it is what it is. Well, do you really understand it is what it is? It is what it is. Accept it. The car is where it is. Now get in it and drive to where you want to go. Even if it isn't where you want it to be, take action. Accept the fact that it's there. Open the door. Get in. Choose where you want to go and drive there. And it's exactly the same thing. So how do you change the habit? First of all, you have to start by knowing that you're doing it. You have to recognize that you're doing it. And when something is a deeply ingrained habit, often we're not aware of the fact that it's happening. So we have to employ the observer mentality, because most of our life is really spent in an unconscious state. And of course, that's what this whole program is about becoming conscious. You have to become conscious of what you're thinking about in order to create exactly what you want. Otherwise, you're creating unconsciously. So I've talked about the observer in the last couple of radio shows that I did. And I don't want to go into it at length here, but once again, go to my site and sign up for the emails, and I will be continuously sending you information on the various points of conscious manifestation. And the observer is incredibly important. So let's say that you are employing your observer, and you notice that a situation is something that you don't want, right? Okay, so your initial response is, oh, darn. Maybe it's a lot stronger than that. But this isn't the way it should be. Or that isn't the way I want it to be. Or in some way you recognize that this isn't what you like. The difference is, in real life, it normally becomes a lot more emotional than that. And your emotions are the activating force behind manifestation. In other words, thinking a thought about what you want to manifest doesn't become powerful until you put emotion into it. And often we're more emotional about what we don't want than what we do want. So the idea is, catch yourself observing the fact that you don't like what's going on. And that's okay. Don't like it. I am not telling you to like what's happening, but I am telling you to accept what's happening. And the easiest way to do this is to recognize the fact that you don't like it and that you wish it was different, and take a breath. Okay? So you see what you don't like. You recognize that you're possibly beginning to go into resistance. You recognize that you don't like it. Take a deep breath. Now, you recognize that you're feeling angry about the fact that you're resisting it. That's okay. Accept that too and take a deep breath. Simply accept each of your reactions regards to the situation, your reactions that you judge as good, and your reactions that you judge as bad, and accept them, because it's only when you go into that complete state of acceptance that you can now say to yourself, say these words, what do I want? Okay, I don't like it the way it is. What do I want it to be? And that's when you get in the car, choose a destination, and begin to drive there. So the breath. We talked about the breath. And we did a meditation last week using the breath. The breath is one of the most important tools you can use to become more conscious, and it reminds you to keep watching. Just keep breathing and keep accepting it all exactly the way it is. Accept the fact that you're not accepting. Accept the fact that you might be thinking this is crazy right now. Just keep accepting exactly what is happening. Now, it's a good idea to tune into your body at this point and see what's happening there, because this leads into more consciousness. And, of course, consciousness is the key to manifesting what you want. So notice what's going on in your body. Are you feeling stressed? Are you feeling tense? Do you have a rock in the pit of your stomach? Are your shoulders hunched up around your ears? Is your neck tight? Do your arms hurt? Are your hands clenched? Are you beginning to sweat? Notice your body. Your body is one of your greatest clues to let you know what is going on emotionally inside of you. Because often we're just not tuned in. We haven't made it a practice. And hopefully, after listening to this show and doing some conscious reading, you will begin to make it a practice, but use your body. So let's assume that there's an emergency. Let's say there's a fire, for instance. So you see a fire, you're in your house and you see there's a fire in the kitchen. Do you stand around and curse the fact that there's a fire? Do you sit down and get mad at the fire? Do you run around and call your friends and complain about the fact that there's a fire? Probably not. You probably say, oh my gosh, there's a fire. You grab a fire extinguisher or a can, if it's in the kitchen, a box of baking soda, and you put that fire out. You knew what you wanted. You knew that there was a fire, and you knew you didn't want, you knew you wanted that fire out. You took action from the place that you were at, and it's exactly the same thing, only it's just not as obvious when it's a life situation or a moment-by-moment situation. It's not as obvious as a fire, but it's identical in the way you handle it. So how much energy would you have to get the fire extinguisher if you'd spent a long time bemoaning the fact that there was a fire? That's an absurd question, isn't it? You're not going to sit around and feel angry about the fact that there's a fire. You're not going to spend your precious energy fighting against what is. You're going to decide what you want in a split second and take action. Then you get down. All right, so now let's get down to the business of creating. Creating what you want from a purely practical point of view. When you're not in resistance, your mind clears and you're able to think. So when you're in acceptance, solutions come naturally to you. Things come easily to you. So let's talk about now. You've accepted what's going on. Maybe you're not happy about it, and you've accepted the fact that you're not happy about it. You just keep on accepting, and now you say to you, the next step is, what do I want? All right? Since I'm working on a show and I have many listeners, and I thank you all for listening, I certainly can't work with you individually at this point, going into exactly what you all want, but that's something we can do at other times. I'll be doing webinars and telephone conferences, and you can put your name on my email list, and I'll let you know about those things. But for purposes of this radio show, let's assume you want a raise. You want your boss to give you a raise. Or if you're self-employed, you want to make more money. Because I think that that's a common theme. So let's say that you expect to get a raise on Friday and you open up your paycheck and it is the same as it was the week before. And you find yourself going into disappointment. This is a form of non-acceptance. Notice yourself going into disappointment. Don't get angry with yourself. Just notice that you're in a place of disappointment, take a breath and say, okay, I don't accept this. Or, I'm not in acceptance. I'm in disappointment. And then say, then perhaps you'll say to yourself, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to accept. Take another deep breath. Okay, I'm going to accept the fact that I'm not accepting. And just keep, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but that is the way it actually works. Just keep accepting exactly what is until you get to a neutral place. And it might take you, you know, a little bit of a mind dialogue. Maybe it'll take you a little time. Stay with it. Trust me, this is a process that will yield you amazing results. So now let's assume that you've accepted everything, and now you recognize this is just like getting in the car. I am going to get into the car exactly where it is right now. And in this case, the car is my paycheck. My paycheck is not what I want it to be. Take a breath. Okay, what do I want? I want a raise. Now is when you do your conscious manifestation. Now, perhaps you can't do it at the office. Maybe you have to put it off until a time when you're in private, and that's okay too. Just keep yourself in a state of acceptance and know that you will go into your conscious manifestation at another time. When you get into that, when you get to that place where you can consciously manifest, that's when you do your visualization. And I'm going to lead you through that right now. So if you'll all join with me, if you're in a safe place where you can close your eyes, and put your feet, preferably bare feet, flat on the floor. I'm going to lead you through a visualization. And we are using money right now, or a raise. So keep your eyes closed. Relax your shoulders. Relax your diaphragm. And start by taking a nice deep breath, breathing in through your nose. And breathing out. Breathe deeply into your belly. Breathing in. And breathing out. And again, just watch your breath. Breathing in. And breathing out. And once again, breathing in. And breathing out. And as we go through this visualization, just listen to my voice, watch your thoughts, allow them to be as they are, and they will simply pass through. And bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. So now I want you to imagine being in the place that you normally are when you accept your paycheck or your money, however it is you receive your financial good. Put yourself in that place. See it in your mind's eye. See your body sitting down as someone hands you a check in an envelope. And now, mentally, try to step into your body in the scene. This is just using your imagination. You can't do it wrong. Just go along with me. Humor me. Step into your body. And now you're sitting in a chair, possibly in your office, wherever you might be. Use your own scene. And you take your letter opener and you open up the envelope that has your check inside. And slowly, you put your fingers inside to pull out your check. And as you do, you notice that it's wrapped in a trifold piece of paper. And the suspense is building as you slowly unwrap the paper. And the check is facing away from you. And now you take your thumb and your forefinger and you turn the check over and you look at it. And it's exactly the amount of money you want. You got your raise. That figure is what you want. It's what you need and it's what you've been dreaming about. Feel it in your body. Feel your sense of excitement. Feel your power. Smile. Allow the feeling to ripple through your body in an energetic wave. Celebrate quietly with your eyes closed. Does your body feel more alive? How would you feel? How do you feel when this is actually happening? And right now, this is what you're manifesting. Look at that check. It's exactly what you want it to be. Now, take the check and put it into your wallet or your briefcase or your pocket. And now, we're going to the bank. You get in the car or on the bus or the subway, whatever you do. And your destination is the bank. See yourself walking up to the bank. You open the door. You step in. And you join the line of people. And while you're in line, you make out a deposit slip. See yourself writing in the figure of the gain in your financial resources. Write in the exact figure that you just received, your raise. See the numbers, see the zero. Now you're standing in line. You're smiling, aren't you? You might be tapping your toe in a little tune of happiness, a self-satisfied feeling throughout your body, a feeling of excitement, a feeling of as soon as you're going to leave the bank, you know you're going to call your best friend or your partner and tell them the good news. And as you step up to the teller, you slide your deposit slip across and you smile as she does the transaction and makes your deposit and tells you your balance. See your balance. Smile. Feel the excitement. Feel exactly as you will when this happens. And now, will you leave the bank? Feeling good? Feeling satisfied? Feeling accomplished? Remember this feeling. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring yourself back into this room, into the room you're in, this place and time. Now, the visualization we just did was all about giving you the emotional component that you must have in order to create what it is you want. I want to go back to what I said earlier. It's all about vibrating on the same frequency as what you want. And the way to do that is by bringing yourself into that emotional place of actually being there. That's when you become the thing you want. That's when you resonate it, and that's when you attract it into your life. So at this point, go back to the I Am technique that I've given you over the past couple of weeks. And once again, the books that I suggest, one of them is Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the other one is The Moses Code by James Twyman. And they both give you the exact technique, and I will be too, on the future emailings that I'll be sending out to you and reports. And when you do your I Am manifestation, you're saying, I am that. And that is pointing to your goal. So, for example, if your goal is the raise, you put down the money. I am receiving, and then say whatever it is you want for the month or for the year. And in your mind's eye, you say, I am that, pointing mentally to that goal. And then you say, I am. And as you do this, you bring back that emotional component that I'm hoping you just felt during the visualization that we just did. So I'm asking you or coaching you to go ahead and think of the goals that you want to achieve and do a similar visualization on your own, revving your body up into the feelings that you would actually be having when this thing occurs. This is how you manifest. In the meantime, I am very happy to tell you I have a huge audience at this point of how many, many people are listening to me on Blog Talk. Many of you are picking it up on the archives. So if you're enjoying this program, please tell your friends. Tell them when I'm on, because I will be accepting phone calls. I'll be making the program a little longer, and I can coach you, you know, somewhat individually. So do tell your friends. Please go to Facebook, A Journey Into Now, and like me on Facebook. Hopefully I'm doing something for you, and that would really please me. It will be doing something for me. So go to facebook.com/ A Journey Into Now and like me. And I will thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you next week, 4 o'clock Pacific time on Thursday. This is Lorraine, your online coach, signing out. Bye-bye.